If you haven't yet walked down that aisle and you are still only imagining sex, then chances are most of your imaginings have to do with how good it's going to feel. Keep thinking that way. Sex should be something to look forward to, and God certainly created women with the capacity to have an amazing time physically while we make love. We're capable of multiple orgasms. We often experience much deeper orgasms than men do, at least according to researchers who've tried to measure such a thing. God even created women with body parts whose only purpose is to bring sexual pleasure. We've got a clitoris, that little knobby part of flesh just in front of the vagina, and we've got a G-spot, a small oval-shaped bit of knobby skin found somewhere between 1.5 and 3 inches up the vaginal wall. Some researchers debate its existence. Others swear by it. I say, consider it a dare and have fun trying to figure it out. There's no question, then, that women can have fun making love and can find it a deeply satisfying physical experience besides also being deeply satisfying from an emotional and spiritual standpoint. But none of this is automatic. Most men, aside from those suffering from erectile dysfunction, impotence, or the inability to get or maintain an erection, are pretty much guaranteed to have an orgasm during sex. In fact, that's usually the way a sexual encounter ends, since after a man orgasms, he tends to lose his erection, or at least finds it rather diminished, and he's much more sensitive in that area, making further intercourse difficult. Women, on the other hand, are not guaranteed much of anything. Our arousal level has very little to do with whether sex can actually take place, as long as we are willing regardless. Men, then, often take pride in their ability as lovers to be able to bring pleasure to their wives, since this pleasure is in no way guaranteed. It all depends on the care, attention, and skill of the husband, as well as the mental engagement of the wife. A good girl speaks. It gets better over time, because it's not just physical lust, but oneness on so many levels. I didn't understand the closeness men find from sex and how important it is that we meet that need, and not just physically. Married 10 years. And men also know that since a woman can physically make love without being at all turned on, though it may be more uncomfortable that way, the only way to tell whether she wants to or not is whether she is actually aroused. Most men want their wives to feel pleasure, and they want to feel capable of giving that pleasure. That way they know that we value sex the way they do, that we truly do want to connect in the same way that they want to connect, and we're not just placating them. It's just another difference between us, rather than a sickness or weakness on their part. Good girl idea. Recognize that we're not men. Now that we understand men's motivation for sex, let's figure out our own. First and foremost, good girls know that in order to be a good girl, you actually have to be a girl, not a boy. Let me explain. Next time you're in the grocery store, check out the cover.